This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
You talked about something very fundamental, you know, that affects us. You know, you talked about the role of media in all of this conflict, and perhaps what media can also do in terms of championing the cause of the oppressed, you know, the people that are being killed and so on and so forth. But Islam as a religion is facing huge challenge, huge deficit in terms of technological advancement. To some would say this is also another setback. Technology driven world, the Muslim Ummah is somewhat left behind. Why do you think this is happening? How can this be addressed, you know, as we move forward?
You said that Islam is facing a problem of the technology. I would like to correct you. You should say Muslim, not Islam.
That's
Islam
right.
Islam is on top. Yeah. The problem is Muslim.
Muslim Ummah.
They cannot harm Islam. Islam cannot be harmed. Muslims can, not Islam.
The Muslim Ummah.
Muslim. The problem with the Muslim Ummah again, you know, previously, if you see from the 8th to the 10th century, the Europeans called it the Dark Ages. If you read history of science in the scientific world, 8th to the 10th century, the Europeans called it the Dark Ages.
That's right.
But they failed to realize that the Muslims were so much advanced that time. The amount of advances we made in science and technology, in medicine, in chemistry. If you know father of chemistry, he's a Muslim. Jabir ibn Ayyan. You have many examples, Ibn Sina. And I've given the talk on, I don't want to give that. So Muslims on top of the world. For that time, from the 8th to the 10th century, if you wanted to know science, you had to learn Arabic as a language. It was the international language that time, the best language. That time, the Muslims were close to Quran and Sunnah. Therefore, we were on top of the world. Today, we have gone away from Quran and Sunnah, therefore we are at the bottom of the world. Not that Muslims aren't powerful in media. Where I come from, Bombay, Bollywood, produces the maximum number of movies in the world.
That's right.
More than Hollywood also.
That's right.
Do you know 1/3 of Bollywood is controlled by the Muslims? The producers are Muslim, the best actor, Muslims. Shah Rukh Khan, Salman Khan, Amir Khan, all the Muslims. They may not be practicing, but they control. High quality. You go to the Arab world, all top channels. What you don't get English movies being released in America, you get in the Middle East channels.
Yes,
so those channels are spending money, they're on top of the world. But when it comes to Islamic channels, we are miskeen. Miskeen means very poor. We are hardly on 1 or 2 satellites. We are on 2 MB. We launched
Peace TV. You championed the Peace TV.
That's exactly why
I ask you that question.
We launched Peace TV
exactly
in 2006.
Yes.
Normally the satellite channel, what is the MB? What is the bandwidth? If I ask what is the bandwidth of this channel? How many MB? 2, 3. Our bandwidth, one satellite, is 10 MB. We have got 4 satellite channels. Peace TV English, Peace TV Urdu, Peace TV Bangla, Peace TV Chinese. Peace TV English alone is on 15 satellites, having a viewership of 100 million.
That's
potential viewers, 2 billion.
Right.
Potential viewer means it's coming into the house, they may watch, they may not watch. May watch, may not watch. Actual viewers is 100 million. Peace TV Urdu was launched in 2009. English 2006. Now it is about 17 years old, Peace TV English.
Right.
Oh, yes, 17 years. Then Urdu was launched in 2009, having a viewership of 80 million. Then we launched Peace TV Bangla in 2011, having a viewership of 50 million. And 2015, we launched Peace TV Chinese, having a viewership of 20 million. But the quality, what we did, we analyzed the channels which are haram, entertainment, but we took the technology which is halal. But the product, content is haram. So we take the technology which is halal and we use it for that, and that is the reason the viewership increased. But ours is not a news channel.
Yeah.
There are different genres.
That's right.
So we don't talk about politics. Ours is more of a edutainment channel. Edutainment channel we call it. Islamic edutainment channel. It doesn't have news like your channel. But the quality of us, we were the first people in the world.
Right.
When we launched our Peace TV, 2005, we used the best broadcast cameras. DigiBeta.
That's right.
Then we upgrade to it. Then now, in 2015, we said no. We will not use the best camera for broadcast. We will use best camera in the world. So we started using shooting on 4K and 8K, which are film cameras. We were the first channel in the world. No entertainment channel. Why?
Right.
We had a reason that our Shuk, when our scholars come and give a talk, and when they die, this product will be invaluable. Right. So we shot on 4K and 8K, the best of technology. So how can you say the full Muslim Ummah? Yes, I do agree with you.
Right.
Majority.
Yeah.
Majority are far away.
Okay, that's exactly where I'm
far away.
You know, looking at partnership, forging partnership, you know, with other like minds, you know, other partners around the world, beyond the immediate environment, talking about India and you know, neighboring countries, perhaps coming down to Africa, where there's this deficit in terms of technology and technological know-how, especially within the media industry. How much of partnerships?
Of course, we see. Last time, when I came in 2013, I bought my own cameras. I flew about 40 people from India. They came with me and they shot. 10 years back, here, because now the Indian government is against me, I did hijra from India to Malaysia, and they have taken custody of all my cameras. I hired from here. And do you know, the one I bought 10 years back is multiple times better than the cameras I had from you. That camera didn't, then I went to FX9, they don't have. So then I bought my cameras from Malaysia, three cameras, and the balance I bought from Lagos. Technology is way behind. 10 years back, what I owned is not available anywhere in the country today, in the whole of Nigeria. What I'm telling, you can buy it, but they think if I buy the expensive camera, there's no business. They fail to realize you do business with Allah. If you shoot the high quality, what we do, we shoot in 4K and 8K and then downgrade it to HD, we telecast in HD. Because 4K telecast is not that popular yet. So we shoot on the 4K and 8K with the best of cameras and we downgrade it. There is no channel in the world. So on the Sony website it came, the first TV channel which has 14 4K and 8K cameras is Pitch TV. It came on the website in 2015.